on the bottom of Beis Amar Aleph. Rav Ashi kashulet Rav Yehuda ad Rav Yehuda. Rav Ashi had a kasha from the Braisa. One Braisa that says Rav Yehuda Rashi. The Braisa de la'el ad Rav Yehuda de Masnis and can reforish for us. That our Mishnah says that the halachas of Yudalat Yudayz Gimel apply even Bisman Azeh. And the Braisa says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it only applies Bisman Shisrael Shurim Alad Masa. Mokim la la Braisa Krib Yosef Yehuda. In order to answer the Stira, he says the Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the question was like this. Mi om Rabbi Yehuda Bisman Hazeh. Hoel mistaklin bo ein kor no sel Bismana. How could you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bisman Hazeh, these halachas don't apply because people calculate Pesach from Kriyas HaMegillah. But the Brahmini, we have a Braisa that says nothing. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Ei Mosai Mokim She'nichnosim B'Sheni V'Chamishi. Av Mokim She'ein Nichnosim B'Sheni V'Chamishi Ein Korin Osel B'Zmana. Right? Mashma, the only difference is whether it's a place where they gather together B'Sheni V'Chamishi or not. But if they gather together B'Sheni V'Chamishi, even Bisman Hazeh, you read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Gimel. Mokum shenichnasu b'sheni v'chamishi miyo karin afilu b'zman hazeh. Otherwise, it should have made a chilek between b'zman hazeh and lo b'zman hazeh. Not just between mokum shenichnasu b'sheni v'chamishi or not. Mokum lo lebraisa k'Rab Yosef b'Yehuda. He sets this braisa up like Rab Yosef b'Yehuda and not like Rab Yehuda. Not, there's no steer anymore. Meserzim b'shum dekashilei Rab Yehuda ad Rab Yehuda. Mokim lo lebraisa k'Rab Yosef b'Yehuda. Just because he has a question of Yehuda or Yehuda, he sets it up that it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. He doesn't have any other answers. Well, it says, no, Rav Ashi Shmuel, the Ikud Etonei like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ikud Etonei like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. He heard that there are some people who attribute this braisa to Rabbi Yehuda, and some who attribute it to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And the Mela, from the fact that the braisas contradict each other, he was mochiach that it has to be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The kashulei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer mandetoni like Rabbi Yehuda lav davka, mandetoni Rabbi Yosef Yehuda davka. And then he, what's it called? Since there was an opinion that this braisa goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and not Rabbi Yehuda, and since it's impossible to be Rabbi Yehuda because the stira, Mamela, he says the one who says that it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda must be right. Rashi, v'oki lo lahach braisa de le'el k'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Meimosei Magdimim, when do we have the days earlier than Yud Dalit? Mokum Shenichnosim. Mokum Shebeis in Kavua, Vakforim Nichnosim, Shom Liyom Adin, Kshesh Lem Rarif. And the people from the Kfar go to the city on Monday and Thursday. Ava Mokum Shenichnosim, the Hach Hagdom, Alav Kula, Yilik Kforim. But in a place where they don't go on Monday and Thursday into the city, so Ein Korin Osel Bizman, then that Kula doesn't apply. The only reason was that they go anyway into the city on Monday and Thursday, so they let them read the Megillah then. But if they don't go anyway into the city on Monday and Thursday, there was no reason to let the people read earlier. Mishum dekashile bitmir, just because he has a kasha, so he says that the braisa goes according to somebody else, and it says the braisa goes according to? Or says, no, he had a Kabbalah that according to one opinion, it goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. He's mochiach that that opinion's right from the fact that there's a stira. Okay, Krochim Amukafim Chomim Yemos Yoshua Benun Korim B'Chamishasa. All cities that have a wall around them read from the time of Yoshua Benun read on the 15th. Menoni Mile. How do you know that cities with a wall around them from Yoshua Benun read on the 15th? Omar Rava, Domar Kro, Alkena Yehudim Aprozim Hayoshvim Ba'orei Haprozos. Right? It says that therefore the people who live in unwalled cities read on the 14th. And since it says there are two different days for reading, the 14th and the 15th, if the people in the unwalled cities read on the 14th, then the people in the walled cities must read on the 15th. Mara says, maybe not. Maybe people in the unwalled cities read on the 14th, and the people in the walled cities don't read b'chlal. So Mara says, the lav Yisrael ninu, they're not Jews that they should celebrate Purim. The whole nace happened Meholdu V'Yad Kush. So can't say that the people in the walled cities don't read at all. And they say that the Havamina was, there's a Ramban who says that the way that the Takana was established was the following. In the beginning, the people themselves celebrated Purim on their own. They kept the 14th, and the people in Shushan the 15th. And then after that first year, the Ramban says the people in walled cities and in Shushan didn't celebrate Bechlal, because the miracle in Shushan was less. Since it was a walled city, they were in less danger. So they didn't celebrate Purim Bechlal, only in the unwalled cities, because that's where the Nes was greater. Well, then the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misakin that they should celebrate both in the walled cities and the unwalled cities. So Zahava meaneth to say that just like Lechatchila, the second year, they didn't on their own celebrate in the walled cities because the Nes was less, then maybe the Rabbanon didn't make a takana. And that the Gemara says, not Mistaber. Once they made a takana, they made it for all of Klal Yisrael.
Where does the Ramban know the
walled cities was less? There's other places. The Ema Prozim Barbeser, Mukothim Barbeser, maybe the, what's it called, the Vich Uvichameser, maybe the people in the unwalled cities read on the 14th only. And the people in the walled cities read on the 14th and the 15th, not just the 15th. Tirsiv, no, we can't say that. Lios Osim, because it says, Lios Osim is Yom Arbaas, or the Chodesh Ador, the Es Yom Chamishas, or B'chol Shana, the Shana. So it says, Mashma, that you keep the 14th and the 15th. Where is that? Right, it says, Beferish, that the Ori HaProzim only keep the 14th. So this pasuk, it says the 14th and the 15th must be going on the walled cities. Where it says, Yihaviksiv Es Yom Arbaas, or B'chamishas, or Kedekomras. If the pasuk said the 14th and the 15th and didn't have an S in between, then you could say that the pasuk's going on a place where they keep both. Hasha dechsiv es yom arbaasar ve es yom chamishasar, right? Elsa esu pasuk. The S separates it, and it's going back that some keep on the 14th and some only on the 15th. The one walled city is Beferish, it says on the 14th. So Memela, the walled cities must be on the 15th. Honey barbaasar ve honey bechamishasar. The aim of prosim biarbeisar mukafim iboy barbeisi bar bechamesar. Let's say a different shot. That the unwalled cities read dafka on the 14th, and the walled cities can either read on the 14th or the 15th. They have a choice. Omar Kroa bismaneya. No. It says each one, zmano shalze, lo zmano shalze. That the time for this place is not the same thing as the time for the other place. In Agav, I don't know if we mentioned yesterday or not, they asked, why isn't it lo siskodidu? Not allowed to keep two Torahs, everybody has to keep the same thing. How could they have made a takana where some people keep like this and some people keep like that? The answer is partial. That losis goda is only where you have two different minhagim in the same place or two different halachas pasuk in the same place and each one holds, the other one's wrong. But if you have two halachas that apply in different places and everybody knows that if I would be in that place, I keep this halacha. If I'd be in this place, you keep this halacha. That's not contradictory thing. That's what the takana was. That's not losis goda. So the Mela, since it says bismanehem, so you can't have that the same time applies, the two different times apply to the same place. It's each one has its own time. Where it says ve'ema b'tleiser, maybe it's the 13th, right? Where it says kishusha, no, we have the walled cities read like Shushan did. Shushan read on the 15th. Where it says ashkechan asiya, all these psukim are talking about keeping Purim. Mishta v'simcha. It's not talking about Kriyas HaMegillah. Right? Zechira minol. And how do you know that reading the Megillah is the same day that you celebrate Purim? You read the Megillah. Omar krov ha'yomim ho'elan niskarim v'nasim. It's makish zechira iskish zechira lasiyah. That whenever you celebrate, that's when you read the Megillah. Rashi. Ha'prozim ir she'in lachoma. Prozim is an unwalled city. Because it doesn't have a wall, it's settled in a, what's it called, in a spreading out way. Because the wall stops the city from spreading out till after the wall. But an unwalled city can continue spreading out. And therefore the neighborhoods spread out and there's distance between the neighborhoods. Right, it says 2 days, Arbaasar v'chamishasar. Medikava yodala, the krozim, shadi tesvo, mukafim. Since it says that the unwalled cities read on the 14th, it must be that the walled cities read on the 15th. Klau klalo, maybe not. Maybe the unwalled cities read on the 14th, and the walled cities don't read b'chlau. And again, even though it says that in the beginning, in Shusha, they read on the, they kept Purim on the 15th, that was only that first year, according to the Ramban. after that, until the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah or Mesaken, they didn't keep it at all. Klal. So maybe when they made a takana also, they didn't make any takana for the people who live in walled cities. And the 15th only applies to Shushan. Right? And according to the other shitas, that originally, and the original takana also was all on walled cities, right? And they kept it themselves also on the 15th in walled cities, maybe only Shushan, but not other unwalled cities. Taka, Shushan, the nase happened there, they read on the 15th. But walled cities don't read Bichlal, and unwalled cities read on the 14th. And Shushan is the exception, it reads on the 15th. Mahodo v'yakush, k'siv, shekiblo aleim Purim, everybody was mekabel Purim. So v'aislois, that everybody has to celebrate it on some day. D'chsi v'ayishlach svarim, b'chol medinos ha-melech ha-chashverosh, l'kayim aleihem, right? Lios osim, everybody does Purim. Everybody in all the Me'avesim v'sheva medinos. And there must have been other walled cities. The Afagav the Lokos of Holdu Vakush Bahaikra, even though in that pasuk it doesn't say Holdu Vakush, it says Bechol Medinos HaMelech HaChashverosh, which means Meholdu Vakush. Even the Siv Bechol Medinos HaMelech HaChashverosh, Harem Meholdu Vakush. Ki the Siv Lios Osin, Maskona de Kusha, Hivalo Terutza. This is part of the question. Maybe Taka, what's it called? The Aim of Prozim Yodalit, the Hokavina Kra. Right? Maybe the Prozim read on the 14th. That's clear in the pasuk. Avamukofim de Lokavinu Kra. Pasuk didn't say the Feirish that the walled cities read on the 15th. We just inferred that from the fact that if the unwalled cities read on the 14th, and the other day of reading is the 15th, it must go on the walled cities. Or maybe not. Maybe the walled cities have a choice. They could read on the 14th, or if they want, they could read on the 15th. Maybe the walled cities read on the 13th. Not on the 15th. And Shushan reads on the 15th. Kedera Shasu Betesva B'Shan Rishon. Only Shushan is on the 15th. And the other one's on the 13th. And why do you know the 13th? Because it's Yom Kehila Lako. U'mashani Keshushan. Kivan de la Romas l'cha akosu z'mana mukafim. Ey Masu. Torah didn't, the Megillah didn't hint to you when exactly the walled cities read. The Ashkechan Shushan Shasu Betesva. And we find that Shushan, which was a walled city, read on the 15th. Mistaber shows Hayom Shaila Mekafim. Mistaber that the other walled cities read on the same day, not a different day. Ashkechon Asiya, the Mishta V'yomtiv, Shetei L'prozim B'yodal and Mekafim Tezvah. These psukim are only talking about celebrating Purim, not reading the Megillah. How do you know reading Megillah is also 14th for prozim and 15th for Mekafim? Zechira Kriyas HaMegillah. Zechira is Kriyas Medalin, Shenikbalem Zman L'prozim Bar Basar. Talking about making, celebrating the Yontif, not reading the Megillah. It compares Zechira to Asiya, and therefore they're the same time. Whenever you read the Megillah, that's when you celebrate Purim. We'll see later that that's not always true, but the Pashtus, that's what it is. Uksiv Hasam. No, we didn't go there yet. Okay. Masnisen deloki haitana. Our mission doesn't go like this, Tana. The Tanya of Yeshua ben Karchomer, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchomer says, any city that had a wall around it in the time of Achashverish reads on the 15th. It didn't have to have a wall in the time of Yeshua. And our mission holds that if it had a wall only from the time of Yeshua, do you read? But if it didn't have a wall in the time of Yeshua, even if it had a wall in the time of Achashverosh, you don't read on the 15th. My time is Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Why does Rabbi Shua ben Korcha say it depends on Bimei Achashverosh? Ki Shusha. Because it's like Shusha. We're saying that all walled cities are like Shusha. Shusha didn't have a wall around it from the time of Yeshua. It had a wall around it in the time of Achashverosh. So all cities that are similar to Shushan read on Chamisha Asar. Ma Shushan Mukefes Choma Miyos Achashverosh Mekorn Bechamisha Asar. Of course, Mukefes Choma Miyos Achashverosh Korn Bechamisha Asar. The Tana Didon my time. But why does our Tana say that it depends on Yeshua? Yolif Prozi Prozi. He learns Gzereshove Prozi Prozi. Even though Megillah Esther is Nevi'im, and you don't usually learn a Gzereshove Nevi'im from Divrei Torah, it's an Asmachta. And the Ram says the real reason, right, why they learned this Asmachta is because of COVID for Eretz Yisrael. Because if they would have made it only cities that had a wall from the time of Achashverosh, Yerushalayim would have been excluded. It would have been considered an unwalled city. So they therefore made the criteria a city that had a wall from the time of Yeshua, even if it doesn't have a wall now, reads on the 15th. If it didn't have a wall from the time of Yeshua, even if it has a wall now, it doesn't read. Right? So therefore, in order to make covet for Yerushalayim, to include Yerushalayim, they made the criteria from Yeshua ben Nun. And even though Shushan itself didn't have a wall from the time of Yeshua, the nace happened in Shushan, the Gemara is going to say, and therefore Shushan was the exception. Ksiv hocha kena Yehudim haprozim, uksiv hosim levad me'ori haprozi harbe ma'od. Now, even though in the Torah it also says prozi, they could have made the Gzeres Shava, since only in Asmachta, to where it says, by what's it called, by Moshe Rabbeinu, prozi, not Yoshua. So they say that they wanted to make it dependent on Yoshua, because Yoshua was the first person to fight Amalek, and Purim also celebrates Mechias Amalek. Haman was an Amaleki. Malahalam Mukefes Chom is Moshe Yeshua ben Nun, Avkan Mukefes Chom is Moshe Yeshua ben Nun. Moshe says, Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchalo, Omer Ketana Didon, the Leslie Prozi Prozi. He doesn't have this Asmachta of Prozi Prozi. So maybe he learns that it depends on Mukefes Chom from the time of Achashverosh. My time alone, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Why didn't our Tana learn like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, right? That even if it had a wall in the time of Shushan, right? Time of Achashverosh should also be okay. My time of Dosli, what's the question? He has a Gzeres Shava. Hachikamer Ela Shushan the Avid Kaman. Right? Who does Shushan go like? Right? Lo Kiprozim, because it doesn't read on the 14th. Below Kemukafin, because it didn't have a wall from the time of Yeshua. And it reads on the 15th. Amar Rav of Amri Lakadi, Shani Shushan, Choyal Venasa Bonais. Since the Iker Nais happened in Shushan, so it's the exception. Even though it didn't have a wall from the time of Yeshua, they were Masakin, it should read on the 15th. But all other cities depend on Yeshua. Bishlam of the Tanadi Doin Hani Dixi Medino Medino Ve'ir Ve'ir. Right, it says there's some Medinas read this way and some this way. Some cities, which out walls, ears without a wall, read this way and some this way. Medina, Medina, Lechalik, Bin Mukafin, Choma, Meos, Yeshua, Ben Nun, Bin Mukafin, Choma, Meos, Achashverosh. Right? Medina comes to tell me there are certain cities with walls that read on the 15th if they had the wall from the time of Yeshua. And there are certain cities with walls that read on the 14th if it didn't have the wall from the time of Yeshua. Ear the ear, Nami, Bechalik bin Shushan l'Shayaros. And there are certain cities that don't have walls from the time of Yeshua and read on the 15th, not on the 14th. That's ear the ear, because Shushan was an ear, because it didn't have a wall from the time of Yeshua. El Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, there's no difference in cities. All cities that didn't have a wall from the time of Yeshua, right, read on the 14th. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. But who didn't have a wall from the time of Achashverosh, read on the 14th. Bishlam Medina, Medina, Lechalik ben Shushan, Lashara Yoros. Right? That Medina comes to tell me Shushan is different, reads on the 15th than on the 14th. Eliir v'ir l'mayosa. Amar l'chor Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, l'tana didon minicha. Right? According to our Tana, Kivin Islay, Prozi, Prozi, Medina, Medina, Lomali. Since he learns it from Prozi Prozi, why does he need to learn from Medina Medina that there are some Medinos, I mean some cities with walls that read on the 15th, and some cities of walls that read on the 14th. Depends whether the wall is around from Yeshua. But you don't need Medina Medina to tell me that halacha. We learned that halacha from Prozi Prozi. So, Elakrol Idrashim Da'asa. Could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Pasuk Medina Medina over here comes to tell me another drasha. Not to tell me that some cities that have walls read on the 15th and some on the 14th. It's a completely different drasha. What is that? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Krach v'chol ha-somach lo. V'chol ha-nira imo nidon ke-krach. A city with a wall. And anything, even a big city, some say, that's bigger than the krach, but it's close to the krach, reads on the 15th. Ad kama. How close does it have to be? From a chamsan to Tveria, which is a meal. And since in Erevin it says, sometimes we measure the meal with tvachim shochakos, and sometimes with tvachim that are not shochakos, that are what's called mitzumtzamos. Right? So it tells you that over here, the shochim are shochakos, just like from Tveria to Chamsa. That's the kind of meal we're talking about. The lema meal, it's to say a meal. Why is it say from Chamsa to Tveria? Hakamash from the shiur of the meal, kamohavi, kimi Chamsa to Tveria. Like we explained, right, that's the shiur of a meal. In Lugabe this, that kind of meal. Rashi. And when we get to the sugyas later of Samach Venira, there is a shita that holds that's only for Samach, you need a meal. But and that's where you can't see the krach from the city that's nearby, but it's within a meal. But if you can see it, then even if it's more than a meal, it reads on the 15th. The Rambam holds that Samach Venira is only if it's within a meal. Within a meal, then you say this halacha, more than a meal not. There's another machlokas. Let's say the city extended beyond the wall. Okay? Where do you measure the meal from? From the original wall, so the extension of the city ends at a meal, or no? Once it's extended, that's called the city. And you start the meal from the last house, where there's a space between that house and the next house of 70 amas. Like we learned in Erevin, that's the amount that makes a separation. It's not considered part of the city. Many Achronim learn that the Chazon Ish and others, that if the city extends and there's no separation, there's a retzef of batim, right? It's successive batim. Without any spaces, then it could be up to miles and miles. That's the way we hold, basically. Yerushalayim extended, they read till Ramot, till Shuafat on the 15th. Because there's no spaces. It's all within the same Erev or whatever. That's not considered spaces. Rav Tukachinsky held that you can't go past a meal from the wall of the city. And he held that in the shul, Eitz Chaim, which is near the bus station, I think, right? That was the last place you read on the 15th in Yerushalayim in his days. And anything past that, which is more than a meal from the old city, you read on the 14th in Yerushalayim. We don't pass them like that, basically. Rashi. The Ksiv Hashem, the Biasaris, Bimei Moshe, Vyoshua, Levad Meori Haprozi, Harbe Maod, Bala Hala Mi Moshe Yeshua, the Logar Sinam Alahala Mukaf and Choma Mi Moshe Yeshua, the Prozim Lab Mukaf and Choma. We're not learning it from the Mukaf and Choma, we're learning from the word Prozi, just like the Prozim. Were cities that didn't have a wall in the time of Yeshua. Mukafim Choma are cities that did have a wall from the time of Yeshua. Af Kam Mimos Yeshua, Af Prozim, Omer Kam, B'maisa Homon, B'prozim Yeshua Komer. Prozim of the same type as they were in Yeshua's time. The Afagav La'achar Kei Nasa Mukaf, even though it got a wall later, after Yeshua's time, have a Prozim. V'inya Megillah, it's called Prozim Megabi Megillah, because in the time of Yeshua, it was a Prozim. Mela, any city that had a wall in the time of Yeshua, even if it lost that wall, right, is considered a walled city, Lagavi Pur. Prozi, Prozi, lo gomer gzereshova mirabe, they ain't on him don gzereshova miyasmo. He didn't learn this gzereshova, even asmachta gzereshova, you have to learn from your Rebbe that there was such an asmachta. Elaim ken kibla mirabo. Hachi komer, ela shushan da avde kaman, who does shushan do like? According to you need a walled city from the time of Yeshua. Shushan wasn't walled in the time of Yeshua. E alfinin hakzei reshava heichosu olsam shibeshushan b'tesva haprozihu. Right, Shushan in the time of Yeshua didn't have a wall. Velo yavdinim b'ashehu from Yemos Yeshua. We don't know that when Mashmith is a sothic, you read on the 14th. Ho v'nasa b'neis shenitin lohem gam mocher lasos kedas hayom. Since in Shushan there was an extra nace, they had 2 days to kill Amalekim. Laharo b'soneim shnei yomim. So they didn't rest from their enemies till the 15th. So Shushan, because of the extra nace of 2 days of war, they read on the 15th. Even though it wasn't Mukav Choma Yeshua bin Nun. Medina Irvi Ir, Gabi Zechira Vasiyaksi, Vayomim Wa'ela Niskarim Venasim, Mashma Medina Kamin Haga. Right? There's differences between certain Medinos have one meaning and certain Medinos are different. The Irvi Ir Kamin Haga. And some cities have this meaning and some others. Lamadus yesh minichalik medinos u minichalik bayaros. It's possible to have a city without a wall that'll read on the 15th, and it's possible to have a city with a wall that'll read on the 14th. V'chalik bin Shushan l'shayara. So that comes to tell me that Shushan, even though it didn't have a wall in the time of Yeshua, it still reads on the 15th. So here's an ear that reads on the 15th. So there are ayaros that read on the 14th, most of them, and there is an ear that reads on the 15th. The afal pi shafti b'chlal prozim hukva b'tesvah. That everything depends on the wall in the time of Achashverosh. Bishlam medina medina lechalek bein mukafim chomo miyamos Achashverosh l'shein mukaf miyachashverosh. Medina is any city that had a wall from the time of Achashverosh, right? Even if it doesn't have it now, reads on the 15th. Any city that didn't have a wall in the time of Achashverosh, even if it has a wall now, reads on the 14th. So the difference between walled cities depends if the wall was around the time of Achashverosh or not. That's Medina. But the ear lamai, kol ha'prozim shovin, the kol ha'mukafim shovin. Right? L'chora, what's ear come to tell me? Any city that it doesn't make a difference when it had a wall or didn't have a wall, it never reads on the 15th. The ain't chilek bein ear ve'ir. There's no difference between unwalled cities, according to him. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, enichanami. He darshans this pasuk for a completely different drasha. What's like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Uvechilek lo ayri klal. It's not making a difference between some cities read this day and some cities read that day. It's coming to tell me that a walled city that has an unwalled city right next to it, that unwalled city reads like a walled city. That's the difference. Elohochi komer, call ear the ear. Hasomach l'medina shiteka mosa. Any city that's close to a medina, to a walled city, reads like the walled city. Nidon kekrach, the korim b'tesvav, hasomach afagav sheinon hira. If it's close, even if they can't see the city, it's down in a valley. So it can't see the city from where it is, but it's close, it's within a mil. Or nira afapi sheinon somach, or it can see it, but it's not close. And Hachim refers to, come on, we get there, we'll see. We said the Rambam says, it still has to be within a meal. The meal is, whether it's Samach or Nira, the meal is the shear. And other Rishonim learn, no, that the meal is only gotta be how close it is. But if you can see it, even from far away, you also read the Megillah on the 15th. We had a Shaila here, and we came here. If you get up on the Har over here, you can see Lud. And Lud is a city that reads on the 14th and 15th. It's a Sufik Mukav Choma Lud. So we wanted to read here on the 15th. But the halacha is that you don't read Samach Venira to a Sufik, only to a Vade. So Mela, there's no Havamina. Then someone safer again, they had the same Shaila, and they also decided that they only read on the 14th. Okay, Ad Kama Choshev by Samach. How much is called Samach? A meal. From Rashi is mashma, that meal is only a tnai in Samach, but not in Nira, and Nira is even more than a meal, not like the Rambam who says that both Samach and Nira have to be within a meal.